April 12th, 2006, we are interviewing Ron Epprick. Ron is a sturgeon spear slash decoy carver, lives out on
County Road Double F.
County Road Double F, kind of southwest of Oshkosh. To start with, Ron, tell me about your family, your dad, your mom, where they came from, and then how you got into the interest of your occupation and whatnot.
My mother and father were born in Oshkosh, and my father worked at Payne Lumber Company for probably 20 years, and then he worked for the school system for another probably 25 years until he retired. And he passed away in 2003, and my mother was a homemaker, and she's still alive.
What was your occupation?
I'm a machinist at Mercury Marine in Fond du Lac.
How did you get into this activity of decoy carving?
I don't know, I just found it interesting one day, and I, you know, always liked wooden duck decoys. And one day I just thought, you know, I can do that, and I just started doing it.
How did you come onto this pattern? It seems every decoy carver has his own shape. How did you come onto this pattern?
I know that the sturgeon and garfish hang around together or school together, and I thought, well, this is a good thing, you know, garfish, you know, similar shape to of a garfish, and that's why I started doing that pattern.
Did you have other interests in woodworking before this?
Yes. I always build something, you know, shelves or whatever. I always found it interesting to be working with wood.
And why is one white with red dots and another one orange with yellow dots?
Fish are curious. I suppose some of them are more curious to the white ones than the yellow ones and vice versa.
Have you ever considered any other shapes?
Yes. I'm thinking about making shad decoys, you know, in the shape of shad. No.
You mean multiples? In a, like a school of shad? Or
no, just single.
Singles? What do you think is one of the things that keeps you interested in this here, spearing and decoy carving?
As far as the decoy carving goes, I have to have something to do. I can't go in the house and sit and watch television at night. And it keeps me busy during the winter months, and I enjoy doing it. And as far as spearing, I just love to be outside, and I love to go spearing. My two sons go with me, and we have a good time.
How long have you been spearing?
Probably for 40 years.
How old are you?
57.
Well, you started young. You started right on a Winnebago?
Yes.
And you like your dad's shack or your uncle's shack?
No.
Or how'd you
we
get
used it? To rent shanties from Wins.
So you speared, you're one of the spears that has speared south then?
Yes. Until probably 1985, then we built our own shanty.
You say you're spearing with your sons now?
Yes.
How many sons do you have?
Two.
They are both interested in the activity too? Or?
Yes.
They use your decoys?
Yes.
They swear by them?
Yes. Sometimes they swear at them.
Tell me some interesting stories, starting from the first one there, the oldest experience, about your particular sturgeon that you have speared.
I've only speared three sturgeon in my entire life. And the first one was 25 pounds. It was 48 inches long. And it was just it was unbelievable, you know, the thrill of it. It was just, it got me hooked. And then the second one was 50 pounds. And that, you know, that was the biggest one I ever got. And that was real, you know, I was real happy with that. And the next one was like 30 pounds. I speared that one day. Dick Brosh and I were out together, and I got that one.
What is the biggest one your sons have speared?
My youngest son, John, speared one that was 60 pounds 2 years ago. That was his first one and only one. And my oldest son, Ryan, speared one in 2006 that was 77 pounds, and that was his third one, and his biggest one.
You got any interesting stories about yourself and other people that when you were spearing, things that have happened to you?
No, not really.
You haven't fell in the lake or dropped the car in or anything like that?
Huh? John dropped a cell phone in one day. That was about the extent of it.
Is it still down there?
Yeah.
You ever hear about guys doing things that are shady or whatever in the course of spearing?
Oh, yes.
Like what kind of things? No names.
Hook and line fishing, for sturgeon. And
putting on a bait with a heavy line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Coming back tomorrow and
checking
it out.
Pull it in, and if there's a fish on your spear.
That seems to be the most common story that I've heard. What are your favorite ways to prepare the sturgeon?
We usually have it smoked. That's the way we enjoy it the best.
You fry it at all?
No.
No. Who smokes your sturgeon for you?
Dick Brosh. There isn't many people around to do that anymore.
Oh. Yeah. Did you keep the caviar?
No, there was no caviar.
Oh, was it
dry? It was
male?
Female, but it was F1, female.
How do you think this is kind of activity has affected their causes in the community?
I don't understand the question.
Like, what do you think, what do you get, the community and you get out of this? Is it the camaraderie or?
Oh yeah, you know what, you spear with your children, you know, and I enjoy that. And you go, sometimes we go with Dick Brosh, you know, and that crew there, and it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a great time, you know, and they're all wonderful people.
So you're passing this sport on to your sons and maybe grandsons? Or?
I hope so. I certainly hope so. I hope that sturgeon for tomorrow, you know, and the Department of Natural Resources and the people all have their heads together so that we keep on preserving this so that it's there for our grandchildren and their children and children on down the road.
I noticed that one decoy looks like an advertisement for Target.
It isn't.
I thought maybe you were working for Target, white background with red dots.
I'm not working for Target.
Well, any other things of interest that you noted in your years of experience of spearing?
No, not really. I mean, what are you looking for?
Anything.
No, I don't,
I understand that you and your kids are the roofers for Dick Brosh and his sturgeon building.
Yes. They call us the roof Nazis. You better not put that in there.
Well, Dick will appreciate that. How many roofs have you guys put on for Dick?
Oh, I'd say probably 20, 25.
That's all rubber?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do everything then. You decoy carve, you spear, and you build shanties too, huh?
Yes. If they need help, we're always there for them.
Very good. In conclusion, what do you have to say about your future in spearing?
I hope I can go until the day I die, and I hope my children always go with me.
Very good. Thank you very much.